Lord, I thank you. Before you leave, we appreciate your piano player playing, and I enjoy Gloria. I hope you enjoy her as much as I do. Thank you again, Gloria. May God bless you. Good morning. It's still morning. You have 2 hours today to let me preach to you. It's good to be here. It's good to be in the presence of God. And before we do anything, let's bow our heads for prayers. We thank you, Father, for the beautiful playing that we've heard from Gloria. May the Lord, may you bless her and give her strength so she can always, always be a blessing to our people and the congregation that we have. We pray now that you bless your word to our hearts. May it not be my word, but yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, my message is the distinctives of a Christian. I asked Randy, I said, Randy, could you give me some more simpler words to that? He said, hey, Dad, it's distinctives is a good word, but maybe the quality or characteristics that makes a person different from others. What makes Christians, true Christians, different people? That's my message today. And let's read a few words from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31 to 36. Jesus, therefore, was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's offspring and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you shall become free? Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. And the slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. Therefore, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. God bless his word. At that time, when Jesus was in the midst of these Jews who called, some of them called him, that we are your disciples. And though they called themselves disciples, the majority of them, followed his teaching. In fact, they wanted to follow the teaching of traditions, you know. They're a bunch of legalistic people. They listen and then they forget everything they listen because they are enslaved to the traditions that they have. But at that time, when Jesus was speaking and teaching and going from one place to another, they followed. Some followed for different reasons. They were called disciples. They wanted to be their own way. Today, people say, I'm a Christian. In contrast, today people say, I'm Christian. Well, I tell you one thing. according to my experience and the Bible teaching, it takes more than a word of mouth. It's abiding in Christ. To be a true Christian is to abide in Christ and to break the chains of sin by the power of Jesus Christ. And a change should happen in the behavior. We're going to talk about that later. It means, in the words of Christ, to be a Christian, a special, effective, different from others, to be a Christian is, in the words of Jesus Christ to Nicodemus, he told him, you must be born again. There is no two ways about it. There's no, I can be a true Christian if I do that, what the church tells me to do. You can't be a Christian like this. Or follow the traditions that I have been born. I've been born into a house by dad and mom, trained me well, and I am growing. I don't steal, I don't do anything, I don't use bad words, but I'm trying to be a... This does not make a person a Christian. And I love the words of Christ. Nicodemus came to him and he started telling him how good a teacher he is. And he started talking to him. I said, stop here. You must be born again. My word to you, Jesus loves you. And Jesus says to any person who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, you must be born again. God should change you and give him your life so he can change you. And by the grace of God, we heard about grace this morning. It's a beautiful morning we spent with the Lord. Let's look together on what it takes to be a Christian and follow him all the way. A word. Christianity nowadays is linked to external observances. Do you agree with that? External observances. And they want to be religious. They want to follow what the church tells them. And they prefer that more than an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope I'm making it clear. And if people go to church today, it is during Christmas or Easter, or if there's any funeral or wedding, and just on occasions. And you know what? They still call themselves Christians. We live amongst them. We see them. We were like them, the believers who accepted the Lord as Savior, who were born again by the Spirit of God, are different. Now, Sundays are reserved for fun by many families in lieu of honoring God and going and worship him in the house of worship. Though the Bible is still a bestseller, its teaching is not followed by many. Regretfully, I say that. You look around and you come to the same conclusion. So, in brief, if you are a Christian and the Lord has saved you, this is an honor to be called a Christian person. I'm honored to be a Christian, saved by the grace of God. A Christian, to begin with, first point, has continuance. When I read about these Jews during the days of Christ, you know, nothing has changed. But when it got to their traditions, they were a bunch of legalistic people. When it got to this, they backed off. They couldn't continue. And you know, he told them, you are here to try and kill me. They wanted to kill him. So they followed from one place to another. Later on, they became enemies of Christ. Not so the true Christian. The true Christian is a committed Christian. He is a child of God, and a child of God lives to honor God. At that time, some followed because of his miracles, and you know that. And because he had beautiful teachings. Others were just curious. They want to see what is he teaching? What kind of person he is? Don't we have that today? I know people who used to pick and choose where they go to church. If they hear that there's a well-known preacher in that church, they go there. And then another church. They keep jumping from one church to another just because they're curious and to make a judgment on them, a critique, if you will, please. But Jesus did not want people like this. Jesus was looking for people who have motives to trust him, accept him as Savior, and continue being a Christian. As we said, a Christian has a continuous life with Jesus Christ. Large crowds, as we said, follow him, but he knew they followed mainly for their miracles, for his miracles, or just part of the crowd. Let's go see what they're going to say. So many people come to church nowadays to see, I want to check them out. And you ask them what kind of Christian they are. Say, I have faith. How many times you heard this word? We have faith. Words does. Do not save words. The only thing that saves is the word of God applied to the heart of each and every one of us. Continuous. That means continue. Take Jesus as Savior and continue walking with him in his word. A continuous walk with Jesus Christ means you have a companion on the road. Means you have someone to take you by the hand. If you stumble, to lift you up. If you fall, to pick you up. To have a Savior as a friend, as a companion, walking with you. We face as Christians many problems in life, many situations, many heartaches. But if Jesus is with us, we should not worry about it. Because the Bible says, if God with us, who can be against us? Nothing can overcome you, because the arms of Jesus Christ are shielding you. And as you walk with him, he told them, if you abide. Did anything change since 2,000 years? Do we see people are tied to legalism nowadays? Do we see people say, hey, but the traditions of our lives, our family, they live by it. Traditions do not save. Legalism will lead you to destruction. And God is telling us, Jesus Christ himself, throw this away and come, and I will take your problems and I will take you your burdens. Cast them all on him, and he will give you the true life that you're dreaming of. As Christians, we are persons different than the other world. First of all, we have to appreciate being a Christian. Being a Christian that you have been chosen by the Lord Jesus Christ. You are, the Bible says, you are a chosen people by him to live and enjoy life. They think that we are the people who are having fun in life. But you know one thing? The Christian have more fun than any other named person. Ask me, I am. One person, I won't tell you its stories, asked his girlfriend, so, she was dedicated in church, what do you do for fun? I will share with you the answer at the end of this meeting. The thing of it is that you please think that you are honored to be a Christian and living a Christian life. Let's see. Christianity. If you belong to Jesus Christ, you abide in Jesus Christ. And when you abide, let me ask a question here. When you abide in Jesus Christ, is there anyone can take you from his arms? You live in Jesus Christ. And he said, they are in my hand. And no one can pluck them out of my hand. You are there covered. You're protected. You're sheltered. And God tells us, because you said you are my shelter, no harm shall befall you. Don't live in fear. Live with joy. Have fun in your life. And enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a Christian that continue abiding in Jesus Christ. You're not at church abiding, and with the world you are with the world, and you have a different life altogether outside your church. No, you need to have a continuous relationship with Jesus Christ at work, at school, anywhere. And that's a true Christian. A Christian, second word, time is running by, has real freedom. You know, we are a nation, we pride ourselves, we have freedom. And our forefathers who you know, gave some of them their lives to give us this freedom. And we remember that every year, once every year. I hope we can remember it every day of our lives. This is a country, our country, a free country. May God keep it this way. And we should fight to have it this way, because everyone wants to come to the United States of America. Why? Because we have freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom of everything. And may the Lord stop that freedom to sin, because this wrecks the country. Christ said, if the Son give you freedom, you shall be free indeed. They did not. The same thing that happened them 2,000 years ago is happening today. It's happening with this generation we are living in. They abuse the freedom. And they don't care for it at all. The people who live in complete freedom, such as true Christians, a true Christian lives in complete freedom. And who bought you this freedom? Who gave us this freedom? Jesus Christ on the cross there. He paid for our freedom with his own blood. He paid for it. And we are free indeed. We were prisoners of sin, but we are free indeed. The woman who was caught a slave of sin, she was caught in adultery, and she was destined to die. They wanted to stone her. They caught her, came to Jesus, not because Jesus they wanted to catch him to see, okay, the law says she dies. Let's see what you say yourself. Well, he looked at the woman. First, he looked at them, and he convicted them. I don't know what he wrote on the floor, on the ground, but each one of them got ashamed, and they one after other, they left. They're still in chains. And he asked the woman, did anyone judge you? Did anyone convict you? He says, Lord, no one. He said, go and sin no more. This is the word of God to each one of us. When we took him as our Savior, go, Adel, and sin no more. You have freedom. You live to please your Savior, and your Savior is pleased to have you. He rejoices. He delights to have us as dear friends of his. A true Christian lives in freedom. As children of God, we sometimes do not quite comprehend the fact that we have been set free by our Savior. Forget that. Some of us are imprisoned. Oh, someone said, Lloyd Ogilvie said, who's Lloyd Ogilvie? He was the chaplain of the United States House some time ago. And I'm reading his book. And he says, the memory of past failures, you be careful about that, is like sand in the gears of our effectiveness. God saved you. He took the past away. What does it say, the Bible? He said, try to remind me your sins. I have forgotten your sins forever and ever. Don't let it bother you. Live a true Christian. That sometimes come and haunts us. Something that happened before, God died for it, to set you free. Don't be self-imprisoned and live in freedom for your Jesus. If you fall, there is always Jesus Christ sitting at the hands of glory there to say to the Father, he said, these hands, look at the nails, pierced hands, and I forgave them already for sins past, present, and the future. That's the privilege of a true Christian. Let's live this life. And then my third point, a true Christian lives and acts like a Christ-like behavior. Are we? Are we living a life to please him? Do we act like he acted? They spit in his face. He loved them. They cursed him. He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. And when you live a life like this, you have a clear conscience. You walk, not with your head down. You walk, knowing your Jesus is with you and he has saved and set you free. And you continue living this life with him. And people say, like the story I want to tell you. Well, you go to church, you go Sunday, you go Wednesday, your friends are church people. That's a privilege. That's, to me, a privilege. I don't have friends outside the church. I have acquaintances, business acquaintances, people we know, and then we just forget about them. But being with a community like this community is the greatest community company in the world. Are you having fun? Thank God. Yes or no?
Yes.
Amen. You go have fun with a clear conscience. Not when, and so many people, before I got saved, I didn't want to hear that Jesus will be coming. Why? I knew that when he comes and I'm not saved, my sins are not forgiven, I'm going to, because my dad and mom used to talk, they were Christians. I knew that I'm not going to go to heaven. And I used to forget about this and try to forget and forget. I couldn't forget it until the Lord caught me and changed my life. A young Christian woman told her pastor about an incident with a young man who had been asking to date her. Are you with me? He was not a member of her church. And they just didn't have anything in common. This is a true story. She had turned him down twice, and now she had said no to attending a rock concert. We don't attend rock concerts. If this is fun, let the world have fun. I don't want to have fun during a rock concert. That's me. Okay. In a kind of mock exasperation, the young man asked, "What do you do for fun? You don't dance. You don't drink." I hope all the young people are here. "You don't attend rock concerts. What do you do for fun, you Christians?" To the young man, she replied, "For fun, I get up in the morning without feeling embarrassed, ashamed, and guilty about what I did the night before." Christian behavior. The young man had nothing more to say except leave and go. Now, her pastor couldn't end it here. He tells us, come to think of it, quote, "There are many things in life that are fun. For example, that Christian girl is now married to a fine Christian man. They have a little girl and are building an outstanding Christian home together. Are you having fun? I'm thrilled thinking about the fun she is having. She's having fun every day, living without the affliction of deep scars, of fornications and drugs and alcohol and regrets from the past. It's fun getting ready each afternoon toward the evening to receive a husband home from work, knowing that he won't be stopping off at a local bar for a few drinks with the boys. You know, I used to see it almost every day around 5 o'clock. Then one day my manager says, Adol, you have time? Let's go have some drink. I said, no, I can't. They do that. It is fun knowing that while he is away, her husband, from her, the Christian conduct won't allow infidelity or even flirting. True Christianity. It's fun watching him hold his little girl on his lap with loving, protecting arms. It's fun knowing that her little girl will never see her father in a drunken stupor or experimenting with drugs. It's fun living with assurance that the home will be led by a spiritual leader who will guide each family member toward heaven. What is true Christianity? This is true Christianity. Practical Christianity. A practical Christian life. And the list of fun, says the pastor, the list of fun things for Christians is endless. Now he tells the question at the end of the story. What do you do for fun? What do you do for fun? A true Christian has continuity. A true Christian has freedom from Christ. A true Christian lives like a Christ-like behavior and attitude. Are we? Let's bow our heads for prayers. Father, we are thankful for the opportunity. Help us, Lord, to examine ourselves and to live honoring you with clear conscience, with the freedom that you have given us, and with the attitude that you have given us when we got saved. Help us, Lord, to have fun, real fun and real joy in what you have bestowed upon us. Bless each and every one who came today and those who couldn't even. Lord, heal the sick. And we mention Jessica especially, that you visit with her at the hospital, touch her and heal her. As for us, Lord, dismiss us with your blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.